Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Robert Glazer's. Sophie, I gotta be honest, when I first saw the title, I thought, great, another book about how to write a resignation email. But so much more than that.
Right? I had the same reaction. But Glazer is basically saying that the way we quit is broken, and it's actually a huge missed opportunity. This book is about how to leave a job in a way that builds your reputation instead of damaging it.
Yeah, and he starts by tearing apart the 2-week notice. He traces it back to the industrial era, when workers were basically interchangeable. It was never designed to protect relationships. It was just a buffer for the company to find a replacement.
Exactly.
And in today's world, where your network and personal brand are everything, that old model is dangerous. When you give 2 weeks, you often mentally check out, your manager gets defensive, and the team is left scrambling. It becomes this awkward, trust-eroding limbo.
Right. So Glazer's big idea is that a departure should be a win-win. He calls it the departure dividend, the return you get from a well-managed exit. That dividend comes in the form of future references, referrals, even boomerang employees who come back later.
And the key insight is that your reputation is cemented in how you leave, not just how you work. A graceful exit signals maturity and integrity. A sloppy one can undo years of good work and days.
Yeah, I actually had a friend who left a job badly. He just sent an email and never looked back. Years later, he ran into his old boss at a conference, and the guy wouldn't even shake his hand. That's the kind of thing Glazer's trying to prevent.
Oof, that's a perfect example. So the book gives a step-by-step playbook, and it starts long before you actually resign. First, you need self-awareness, know your values, your goals, what's non-negotiable. That way you're leaving from a place of strength, not desperation.
Then when it's time to resign, Glazer says you have to do it face-to-face with your direct manager. No email, no Slack. And the conversation should focus on gratitude and your future, not complaints. You're moving towards something, not away.
That reframing is so powerful. It disarms the manager and opens the door for collaboration. And here's where it gets really interesting. Glazer says the standard 2 weeks is often a disservice. He proposes a longer transition period for weeks, 6 weeks, whatever the role needs.
During that time, your main job is to hand off your responsibilities. He suggests creating a transition document, a comprehensive knowledge transfer file with workflows, key contacts, ongoing projects. It's a gift to your successor.
And he even encourages you to help find and train your replacement, which sounds crazy, right? But it's a masterstroke of relationship management. It transforms you from a departing employee into a valued consultant.
I love that. But Glazer also talks about the employer's side. He says companies should see a resignation as an opportunity to build an alumni network. They should conduct genuine exit interviews, celebrate the employee's contributions, and keep in touch after they leave.
That's the boomerang employee idea. Someone who leaves gains new skills and comes back even more valuable. But it only works if the offboarding is positive. And Glazer warns against the counteroffer trap, when your employer offers a raise or a promotion to keep you.
Right? He says don't take it. The reasons you wanted to leave, lack of growth, cultural mismatch, aren't solved by money. Plus, now your manager knows you're a flight risk. You might be first out in the next round of cuts.
So the advice is, if you've decided to leave, leave. Don't look back. The professional departure is about moving forward, not negotiating a better version of the past.
And he also addresses the emotional side. Leaving a job can bring guilt, anxiety, even grief. He recommends not making the decision in a state of high emotion. Take time to reflect, then commit fully.
One part that really stuck with me is the idea that your career isn't a ladder, it's a series of adventures. Each job is a chapter, and how you end it sets the tone for the next one. The professional departure is your final act. Make it memorable.
Yeah, that's the takeaway for me. Your reputation is built in how you leave. It's not just about quitting well, it's about finishing well. That applies to everything, not just jobs.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So the big idea, how you leave a job is just as important as how you do the job. Leave with grace, and your reputation will thank you. We'll see you in the next one.